Greetings, everyone. It is time for our medicine, our yoga. Yoga is medicine, and it's so amazing. We're so lucky. I have been realizing some things that maybe a bunch of people know. Maybe you know this. Maybe it's old news. It has to do with inflammation. It's been on our minds here a lot at Bikram Yoga Online, Yoga is Medicine in East Lansing here. There are a couple of readings, a lot of resources out there, but I did put up a blog post on yogaismedicine.com/blog. You can look for this is currently April 2023 when you might be hearing this, or when I'm recording it, you may be hearing it into the future, but feel free to check that out. It's just got some brainstorms concepts about that concept, and I think there's the most amazing potential to deal with inflammation through this yoga practice. And I don't think this is news. I think a lot of us know this on some level, but it's becoming more coherent in my mind after all of the years of practice, 20 years this summer, which isn't all that much, but it's enough to see what's been happening, understand what's been happening, been reading so much of various disciplines on the topic. So feel free to check that blog out at yogaismedicine.com. From April 2023. And let me know what you think, what your experience is. I think it's just fascinating what we have within us and the potential we have to heal. With that, let us begin our pranayama deep breathing exercise. So you can start, everyone, with the feet together, toes on the line. Body weight to the heels. Interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touch right underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles are together like glue from start to finish. Lift up the breastbone, suck in your stomach, concentrate, one point. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing, one, two, elbows up, three, chin down, four, five, six, hold it. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, push the chin back, four, look back, five, exhale completely, six. Again, please, inhale, breathing by the throat, elbows separate and lift up as high as you can, helping the inhale. Exhale, breathing, head up. Keep the elbows lifted as you bring them forward away from the chest. Hands, palms come together and elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, two, chest up, three, four, weight to the heels, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look back, four, five, six. Inhale, breathing, head down. So just put the pure effort, the pure attempt of each thing, hold at the top. Nice satori. Exhale, breathing. Lift the breastbone up towards the ceiling. Push your chin back so the shoulders can relax and then the elbows together. Inhale, mouth closed. Slowly bring the chin down. Depression of the abdominal wall, expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth wide. Push the chin slowly back. You can push the hips a little bit forward, but keep the stomach in all the way. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Weight on the heels, four, five. Breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, push the chin, three, with the hands, four, five, spine straight below the neck, elbows together. Good, inhale, breathing. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Excellent, Kevin, hold at the top. Exhale, breathing, head up. Same thing here, removing the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Try to push out a little more at the end. Inhale, one, head down, two. Three, weight to the heels, four, chest up, five, six, exhale, one, stand tall, two, three, hips tuck underneath, four, lower abdomen, five, suck it in all the way, six, nice, April, inhale, breathing, head down. Look for the rib cage to expand visible on both sides of the chest. Exhale, good sound, everyone, push the chin back. As you get towards the end of the exhale, use your extra strength. Push out more and more air. Nice, Lenora. Inhale, breathing, mouth closed. Try to bring in the same steady flow of air, the same sound of the airflow for the whole six counts. Exhale, breathing, head up. I know at first it might only happen for the first two or three, so just try again and it will improve. Inhale, one, mouth closed, two, three. Weight to the heels, four. Chest up, five, little more, six. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, nice and wide, three, four, look straight back, five, look for the back wall, six, inhale, breathing, head down. Now breathe in as much as you can. When you can't breathe in anymore, one more stomach in. Exhale, head up, great one, Sandy. Same thing. As you get to the end of the exhale, push out as much air as you can, then one more stomach and hold it in. Two more in the first set. Inhale, breathing. Keep the body weight to the heels. Ankle bones squeeze in. Thighs squeeze in towards the center. Exhale, one. Chest up, two. Three. Look back, four. Try to relax shoulders, five. Six. Last one. Inhale, breathing, head down. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you breathe in, you will use more of your lungs. Exhale, breathing, head up. We're learning how to use each part of the breathing. Different ribs, different parts of the abdomen moving on each thing we do. Good. You can change arms down by your sides. There's a lot of arms up in this class. In the breathing exercise, the arms are up and all this arms over the head sideways business. Yeah? When you do that in synchronization with an inhale, this action helps your ribs, your inhalation muscles. So at first it might be difficult and the shoulders are crying a little bit, but this is really, it's a breathing exercise, this act. So let's do one more pranayama. Interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. And we get the similar thing here in the breathing. So focus one point in front of you. Swallow a couple of times. Let's start again. Inhale, one. Elbows up, two, three. Chest up, four. Armpits stretch up, five, six. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two. Push the chin, three, four. Look back, five. Try to see the back wall, six. Again, please. Inhale, breathing, head down. Breathe in more, a little bit more, until you feel a little bit dizzy. Exhale, head up, mouth open, push the chin back. So you can think of the arms in one way, they're just to help you breathe. Inhale, breathing, head down. Now we're also warming up neck, shoulders, and the finger nerves, all the way from the neck to the fingers. It's all connected there. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin back. Exhale as much as you can, stomach in all the way. Inhale, one. Elbows out, two, and up. Three, four. Armpits stretch up, five, six. Exhale, one. Look back, two, three. Keep the elbows four high away from the chest as they come forward and then touch. Good. Inhale, breathing, head down. You have a lot of tries here, so each one, just take in a little more air, just a tiny bit more. Exhale, breathing, head up, mouth open. Push the chin back. Shoulders relax completely. Can you suck in your stomach anymore? Hold it in, Sean. Inhale, head down. Now, can you bring the body weight to the heels a little bit more? So the lower spine straightens out, stretches up, one more stomach, and hold it. Exhale, one, mouth open, two. Look back, three, four. Shoulders relax, five, six. Inhale, one. By the throat, two, three, four. Good Matt Pauly, five. Elbows all the way up, six. Exhale, one. Head back, two. Push the chin, three, with the knuckles, four, five. Suck in at the navel all the way. Hold it. Inhale, two more in the second set. So you can watch the elbows lift the rib cage, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, head up. Now look back, straight back behind you. Stomach, suck it in, tightening up, push out more and more air. Last one, when you're ready, inhale, breathing, take the slowest, deepest, fullest inhale you can. Maximum inhalation. When you're done with it, exhale, breathing, head up, take your time. Strongest, most complete exhale so far. Push out as much air as you can. Elbows come together. Wonderful. You can change arms down by your sides. Kevin, you're up so early. Good morning over there, West Coast. All right, sun is not up there yet. Here it's hiding behind the rain clouds, but it's okay, it's there. All right, so for the breathing now, just try to keep it smooth in and out by the nose. Let's begin, everyone. Half moon pose with hands to feet. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left a few times on your own, back and forth, back and forth. Each time you come up through the center, stretch up a little more, try to touch the ceiling. Keep the breathing steady. When you forget or if you get lost in your mind, just try again. The breathing is always there for you to pay attention to. All right, when you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. We'll set this up. Bring the maximum body weight to the heels. The quality of your setup is going to determine the benefits. So just do your best with this. Hips a little forward. Bring the arms back and chin up. Try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and the ears. Take one more inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, slowly bend the upper body to the right side of the room. You do not have to go very far to start the benefit. Push your hips to the left side to create a stretch all over the left side of the body. And at first, it may be something else that you feel, so it's not wrong if you feel something else. It's just that in time, keeping the weight to the heels, elongating the left side of the body, you will create that stretch. Come down a little more, keeping the body weight on the heels. inner thighs pressing together. That's it. Now, when you inhale, lift the breastbone up a little bit, chin up. This is going to help strengthen the upper back, use the lungs even better. Now, squeeze hands, palms, and reach. Pull the upper body over to the right side of the room, eliminating the gap between arms and head, eliminating the gap between hands, palms. Now, come down, push. Suck in your stomach, push. Reach over to the right side, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Chin up a little bit, arms back. Body weight to the heels. Get the hips tucked underneath and stomach in. Inhale, breathing, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, side bending to the left, please. Absolutely straight line without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Looks great, Lenora. Keep the chin lifted, everybody. You can watch your own neck in the mirror. Holding up your head, it's a nice body part to have. Push your hips to the right side of the room, keeping the body weight on the heels. Legs locked, so stand tall with the legs, inner thighs together. That's it, Deb. Hips tuck under just a little more so that little curve of the low back actually stretches a little closer to being flat. Now come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. Good with the shoulders, Christopher, that's it. Now little by little, squeeze the palms and pull the upper body to the left so the arms straighten. Come down, push, stomach in, push, squeeze palms, Deb, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. You can do it. Take a deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Immediately now bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, bending your entire spine, coccyx to the neck. Lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Take a nice deep breath. Push your upper body back. Let the upper body drop back a little bit. On the next exhale, push your hips forward. Thighs forward, stomach forward without bending the knees. Body weight goes to the heels. Now reach back, look back, way back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, bend the knees if you need. Put your hands on the floor in front of you or hands on the thighs, stomach in. Try to elongate the spine with the stomach in however far you get into it. Once you touch the floor, move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left, right, then left. You can let the head hang down and neck relax. If you keep the heels flat on the floor, then the movement will happen where we want it to, which is lower spine, pelvis, and hips. All right, you can grab the heels now from behind. Pull on the heels, stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Stomach to the thighs, chest on the knees. You can keep the hands there, Chris, that's great. Yep, and just think elongation of the spine. That's what everyone's doing in the posture. However far upside down you get, however much the legs straighten, decompressing the spine, lower spine, middle spine, upper spine. Now pull on the heels. Exhale, breathing, bring your face to the legs or as close as it will go and hold it. Now, once you have chest and knees glued together, no gap between upper body and the legs, push your knees back to create a stretch all over backside of the legs. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins, roll body weight forward to the base of the toes. Now hold the posture in stillness and take a breath or two smoothly. This is one of the very important things to help the muscle tension release. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, lock the legs. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins, push the knees back, lock the knees. To change, bring the hands back in front of you, interlace grip, or walk your hands back up the thighs to stand up. Inhale, breathing, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. One very important thing that happens in the postures is you hold still and then continue the breathing, ideally. Sometimes you restart the breathing. But once you get certain muscles into a stretch, even a mild stretch, some relaxation, and breathe there, it helps them stop tensing up. They may be doing so all through the day and night, and then we give them a break. All right, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, chin up a little bit. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Absolutely straight line, bend the upper body to the right side of the room. Pull your upper body over, use the hands squeezing together as if I'm squeezing them together, somebody is squeezing them together, pulling the body to the right. At the same time, push your hips so the left outer hip and thigh get closer to the left side while nice shin knee. That's it. When you inhale, next, everyone, chin up, stomach in, chest up. That's it, Sandy. Now come down, five. Squeeze palms, four. Straighten the elbows, three. Pull the upper body over, Deb, two. Come down and push, one. That's great. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left side. Oh, good. Chris, good abdominal wall control. That's new in this posture. Good. Push hips to the right side. It's so good. Controlling abdominal wall on the side bend is very challenging, okay? To lift the chest up, pull the stomach in, hold it. So don't worry if it goes out and it goes back in 100 times. Just try again. It's a wonderful exercise, supportive of the lower spine. Come down for five. Weight to the heels, more satiety. Four, just a little bit. 3. Now pull the upper body over. 2. Come down and push. 1. Yes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now the abdomen, let it relax. Take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Immediately bring your arms back. So now the front abdominal wall is going to stretch. Push your upper body back. Try to touch the back wall, bending the total spine. Great back bending, Sean. Now breathe smoothly, everyone. Take a deep breath. On the exhale, push hips, stomach, thighs forward. Keep going without bending the knees. Body weight to the heels. Now squeeze palms. Can you straighten the arms anymore? Go and touch the wall behind you, Lenora. Let's go way back, go back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent. Take a deep breath. Bend your knees. Put your hands on the floor as slowly as you need to. In your mind, it's instantaneous. The body might need to go very slow. Grab the heels as soon as you can. If you need the warm-up again, it's fine. Just try to pay attention to the body messages in the moment. Pull on the heels, stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, breathing. Bring your face to the legs below the knees, eliminating any gap between upper body and the legs. So from the side view, you can't see between chest and the knees, stomach and the thighs. Then exhale, bring the face closer to the shins. Elbows squeeze towards each other behind the legs on the calf muscles. And pull on the heels, push the knees back to add the stretch of the legs. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins. Imagine top of the head getting closer to the tops of the feet. So when you exhale next, push the knuckles into the floor, base of the toes down, and head slides down towards the feet. To change, keep the stomach in, come back up, just like you went in reverse. At the top, take a deep breath. With arms over the head, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. Just all those little chances of arms over the head with the inhale is excellent. Next is awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches. Please, warming up the legs. Keep the feet parallel to each other, not turning in, not turning out. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach in. Go ahead. Sit down. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. Stick your hips out all the way behind you. Lower down until thighs one day are parallel to the floor. So you can stick your butt out all the way and then lower down. Keep 6 inches between feet, knees, and hands all over, not turning in or out. Now suck in your stomach, lift the chest up. Try to fall down backwards and try to touch the mirror at the same time. Great, April. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. Second part, go right up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, lift the chest, spine, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you, sit right down on the tops of the toes as soon as possible, thighs parallel to the floor. Mabby, push big toes down, heels up, big toes down, knees up. Press ankles straight forward for 5. Chest up, 4. Big toes press down, 3. Chest up, stomach in, 2. Chin up, shoulders down, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, lower the heels. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Now take a deep breath, full lungs. Slow motion, sit down. Back of the head and back of the hips. You just imagine you're leaning against a wall behind you and you're sliding down it. Generally, the body will try to come forward over time. You just keep the upper body upright, leaning back a little. Keep the knees together. Push them down and forward towards the floor in front of you once you get all the way down to the heels. So arms will be parallel to the thighs and thighs parallel to the floor. Chin up, chest up, mat just a little bit. There you go. Now suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Slowly come back up, leaning against the wall all the way up. Let the heels come down as you get up. Right foot back to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Nice deep breath in by the nose. Try to exhale smoothly by the nose. And just try again. You have so many chances. Second set, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches apart, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. On the exhale, go ahead, sit down, feet flat position. Stick your hips all the way out behind you. And then sit down. So it takes a second to get into the postures. Make your adjustments, and then you have stillness. With movement of the breathing, total concentration. Lean back and stretch forward at the same time. Drop the hips down one more. Good, stomach and Sean, hold it in. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Second part, all the way on the tiptoes, please, as high as you possibly can. Suck in your stomach, stretch the entire spine, chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Without even blinking the eyes, sit down on the tops of the toes. 10 counts only. 9. Heels up. 8. Get your hips in the chair. 7. You can do it. 6. 5. Press ankles forward. 4. Good, Alberto, with the feet. 3. Heels up. Good, Sadari. 2. Sit down, upper body back. 1. Inhale, come up. Feet flat for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on the toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Stretch the spine upward and sit down. Every single time you inhale, try to lift the breastbone up and suck in your stomach. The side effect of this attempt is that you will teach the inhalation muscles and therefore then the inhalation structure your rib cage to function more and better. And then you will use more of your lungs. Okay, so it's not just chest up, stomach in, because. It's not just for your spine strength. Inhale, breathing, come up for 5 slow counts. 4, 3, lower the heels, 2, that's it. 1, right foot to the left, arms down by your sides. Wonderful. Next is eagle pose, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, full lungs. On the exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, just like the first part of awkward pose, hips down all the way. Upper body back, couple of inches. Stay down there. Right leg lift up as high as possible. Over the left, cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put the right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. If the foot comes out or doesn't wrap yet, just sit down anyway. Get maximum pressure bones to the skin at the thighs. Pull the elbows down to get the pressure bones to the skin at the arms and to stretch the neck and shoulders. Hold there, twisting like ropes, upper body back at the end. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down so fingertips go below the nose and sit down, please. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back, couple of inches. Stay low. Left leg lift up as high as possible over the right. Sit down more. Twist like ropes. Eventually, left foot wrapping behind the right calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. If the foot comes out, sit down more. If you lose the balance, upper body back, chest up, stomach, and elbows down. All of these things help stabilize above the hips. Sit down more, twist like ropes. Lean the upper body back at the end. Good, Deb. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. You can interlace the fingers if you're not yet getting the fingers straight. That's fine. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down in the chair. But I want pressure between the hands. Upper body back. Go ahead, right leg lift up over the left leg. One of the big important things that we create in all these postures is pressure at certain body parts, pressure at certain body tissue, and even some pressure on the bones. So this is very good without impact for the bone density. Pull the elbows down. Sit down. And then try to bring your hands into the center line underneath the nose. Knees can go a little bit to the right. So you line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet right in the center line of the body. Sit down more, stomach. And as you sit down more and more benefit you get to the internal organs of the pelvis by creating the pressure there. Change. Come up. Feet together. Inhale. Arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Improving the blood flow to and then removal from all these body parts. Sit down. Body weight on the heels. The cycle's happening all the time. We're just helping support it. Left leg lift up over the right. Good. Sitting down. Alberto. Good. And then let's say the hips came up a little when you lifted the leg. Just slowly go down a little bit more. Body weight more to the heel than the toe. So bring the hips, that's right, Deb, behind you. Excellent. Knees a little to the left. Hands push into the center line, increasing the pressure there. Excellent for the 14 major joints of the body. Sit down more. Twist like ropes. Hold it right there. Chest up, Emily, a little bit. Hold it. Yes. Change. Come up. Feet together. Inhale. Arms over the head. Arms down side. Party time. If you need a little sip of water, go right ahead. Dandayamana means standing. Jani Sarasana, head to knee, knee to head, but anyway, head to knee. All right, start with the feet together, shift your body weight to the left foot. Nice deep breath in, suck in your stomach, pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers interlaced, a couple of inches below the toes, right at the ball of the foot. Concentrate immediately on the standing leg. Whether or not you pick up the foot, concentrate on standing leg in the mirror. Push your knee back until the leg is straight. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over the left foot, the whole leg solid. Concrete, unbroken, and it's energized. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. You don't have to go all the way to it, just go little by little, right leg lift up, upper body up a little until right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a deep breath, push the right heel forward, kick it towards the mirror, flexing all 5 toes, flexing the foot from the ankle until both legs are locked. Cramp sensation on the top of both thighs. Once you can balance there, suck in your stomach, round the spine, bring your elbows down. touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Squeeze upper inner thighs together. Stand tall on the leg. Belly button in. Change. Good control. The north. Straighten the arms. Bend the right knee and feet together. Arms down. First, shift the body weight to the right foot. Nice deep breath in. Stomach in. Pick up the left foot in front of you. Sometimes shifting the body weight to one foot is the posture. Go ahead. Grab the foot. If you can pick it up, pick it up. If you're not sure if you can pick it up, try to pick it up. If you're sure you can't pick it up, still concentrate on your breathing. Look in the mirror at the right knee and have body weight distributed equally all over the right foot. You are still doing the posture, getting 100% benefit. Take a deep breath, slowly, gently, left leg, lift up, and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. No higher and no lower. If you tend to wobble or waver side to side, squeeze the upper inner legs in towards the center plane of the body that intersects the spine and the nose. So everything's pulling inward from the outsides. Now kick the left heel forward, turn all five toes back. Once both legs are locked and you can balance there comfortably, bring the elbows down, rounding the spine. The elbows really just have to go somewhere. So it's more of a spine round, get the elbows out of the way, bringing them down below the calf muscle eventually. Hold it there. To change, straighten the arms, bend the knee, and feet together. Kevin, I like that you're trying it that way. We can talk about it, but it looks good for now. Let's do second set. Everyone shift your body weight to the left foot. Nice deep breath in. Suck in your stomach. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. 2 inches below the toes. It can be so easy to give up when there's pain or there's discouragement, things, you know, changing for what doesn't seem like the better. So figuring out a way to practice is the most important thing. Standing leg, solid concrete lamppost. Inhale, breathing. Right leg can lift up slowly, gently. Right heel towards the mirror, all five toes turning back. Once the legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. That's it. If the elbows go down below the calf muscle, and still you can balance there. Suck in your stomach, Sean. Tuck your chin to the chest. Hold it and figure out how to breathe with the stomach. And this is the task of every posture, how to breathe once you are in the posture. 3, stomach in. 2, face and shoulders relaxed. 1. Great. Take your time to get out of it. All right. Stand tall. Shift your body weight. Last one. To the right foot. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Now, still please try to breathe on the way into it. Okay. It's not that you hold your breath and then start breathing again, but go ahead, grab the foot. Standing leg, solid concrete, lamppost unbroken. Those breaths that you take once you have stopped moving into the posture, at whatever depth, at whatever level of achievement you are perceiving, that's where the most important benefit goes. So little by little, left leg lift up. Find the limit of the posture depth-wise, strength-wise, endurance-wise, and then you hold it and breathe smoothly by the nose. All five toes turn back. Kick the heel forward. 5. Elbows can come down. 4. Once both legs are locked. 3. Maintain or increase left thigh contraction. Emily, 2. 1. Okay, change again. Feet together, arms down. You got it. Standing, bow pulling pose. Dandey Mana, Dhanurasana. Bring the right hand out in front of you, palm facing up as if you're holding something in the hand. Reach out to your right, straighten the elbow. Grab the right ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Left arm all the way up. Arm touching with the ear, palm facing the mirror. Knees together if possible. Now inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Immediately bring the left arm down so it is parallel to the floor and kick all the way back. Kick the right foot, right ankle, and right hand back behind you so the upper body turns and twists to the right. In other words, right shoulder back. Now bring the left shoulder and fingertips forward. That's a dev until the left shoulder touches the chin. Now kick straight up towards the ceiling, straightening the right knee over time until you see the foot come up over the center line of the head. Now lock the standing leg, left knee straight, but left thigh at the upper thigh muscles contracted. And bring the upper body down little by little, Matt Pelly, upper thigh contract, body down. Now stretch and kick when you're doing that. Upper thigh contract, body down, stretch forward, kick, go forward, kick, try to fall forward. You're going to touch the mirror pretty soon, kick up. Good. Change again. I saw it, the thigh. Hold you up. Okay. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the left. Hold the ankle. 5 fingers together. Right arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror. Arm touching with the ear and knees together, please. Inhale, breathing, stretch up. Full lungs, try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the right side. Bring the right arm down so it's parallel to the floor and go and touch the mat. You're going to touch it pretty soon with all five fingers. Kick back until you can't kick back anymore and let the upper body twist to the left. The head does not turn, but the rest of the spine twists to the left. So the left chest and left shoulder become invisible when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Now kick straight up towards the ceiling as hard as possible. That's it. Until you see the foot coming up over center line of the head. Bring the body weight more forward to the base of the toes. If you feel it sink to the heel, we're going to add some strength to the posture. Charge forward. Try to touch the mirror. That's it, Alberto. Look forward, chin forward, stretch. Everybody go and touch the mirror. Kick up. One more time. Great. Change again. Feet together, arms down. Let's try second set. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the right. Hold the ankle from the inside. Bring the left arm up, palm facing the mirror. Okay, knees together. So right now, concentrate on body weight distributed all over the foot equally. Go ahead, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin 20 counts. Now bring the body weight forward. 19 to the base of the toes, 18. So you almost fall forward, 17. 16. This will help you. 15, kick more, 14. 13. 12, stretch and kick equally, 11. Left upper thigh muscles contract, 10. It's going to help the balance, 9. You got it, Lenora, 8. Good with the shoulder, 7. Look forward, everyone, 6. Body down and kick, 5. That's better, April, with weight forward, 4. Left thigh contracts, 3. Now kick up, right shoulder back, 2. Stretch forward, left shoulder forward, 1. Yes. Good. Awesome. I know. It's all shaky, wobbly when you change something in the posture. Okay, it's waking things up, and it's really good news. Left hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out to the left. Straighten the elbow, hold the ankle from the inside, five fingers together, right arm all the way up. Knees together. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin 20 counts, look forward, 19. Right arm down, 18, parallel to the floor, 17. Kick back, 16. 15, chin up, Kathy, a little bit, 14, there you go. 12, you can bring the arm down next, 11, when you're ready, 10, go and touch the mirror, 9, that's it, 8, try to look straight ahead, 7, eyes level, 6, body down and kick, 5, chin up, Deb, 4, go touch the mirror, 3, touch it, 2, touch it, kick up, 1, Deb, what a difference, you can do it, you have your birthday gifts from some, all right, yesterday was Deb's birthday. Okay, balancing stick. You can step back if you need room in front of you, feet together. Inhale, breathing arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers. Cross your thumbs, keep the chin up. Inhale, breathing, big step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Come down, upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Same thing as in the previous two postures. More body weight to the base of the toes. Charge forward, fall forward, stretch forward, try to touch the mirror. Nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Great. Feet together, chin up. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Now suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Come down. Good, Michael. Keep the stomach and hold it in and figure out how to breathe with the stomach in and the arms over the head and the body down, leg up. All the things happening in the posture. Inhale, stretch forward. Inhale, leg up, stretch and stretch. Change. Come up, feet together. Arms down by your sides. Second set, Tula Dandasana. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Get your interlaced grip. No gap between hands, palms up to the wrist. Chin up a little. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the right foot. Stand tall. Lock both legs. Inhale, come down again. Come down, leg up. Stretch forward, leg up. Now suck in the stomach. Do it again. Suck it in, tightening up, especially above the right hip. There you go, Sean. That's it. Now leg up, stretch forward. Go forward, fall forward. Go and touch the mirror, leg up. Nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. That was great with the hips. Last one, everybody. Inhale, breathing, big step forward onto the left foot. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Come down, leg up. Suck in the lower left abdomen more. Upper left thigh contracting more so you can bring the right hip down. One day, two butt cheeks equal distance to the ceiling. Suck in your stomach, leg up. Stretch forward. Natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right. Feet together. Take a deep breath. Arms down by your sides. All right, step over to the left side of the mat, feet together, standing separate legs, stretching. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, palms together, right foot step over the mat, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Heels in one line, feet either straight ahead or slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture. First inhale, chest up, stomach in, then begin. So always we're doing this chest up, stomach, and inhale, and then moving the spine into the posture. Go as far as you can go looking in the mirror. Then bring the hands down when you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore. Grab the heels from the outside, eventually pull on the heels. All five fingers together. Keep the thumbs next to the index fingers. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. That's it. Try to get some of the fingernails of the four fingers of each hand underneath the foot. And if you can't, have the fingernails on the floor in front of you. This will start to give you the practice of pushing the knuckles into the floor, rolling forward, body weight to base of the toes. Yeah, Sean, that's good. And then little by little, hands can come to the feet. Pull on the heels, stretch the upper body down. Just make sure legs are locked, kneecaps lifted by the muscles above them. Hold it there. To change, bring the head up and arms out, then torso upward, spine up straight. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms down side. Second set, standing separate leg, stretching. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Keep the heels in one line, but you can widen the heels a little bit more in the second set if you did not touch the forehead to the floor. First thing, inhale, stomach and stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then forward towards the mirror. See if you can get all the body weight to the base of the toes from start to finish. That means on the way in, throughout the posture, and even on the way out. First thing before you stretch is that the legs are locked. So if you can't get the knees straight yet, you can separate the feet a little wider. Roll the body weight forward to the base of the toes. You could try to bring the heels a little bit open, Michael, and then just see what happens next. Before you pull on the heels, make sure legs are locked, then pull to stretch the upper body down. First the backs of the legs stretch, then the hips. Lower spine, middle spine, upper spine stretching. Figure out the limit of the posture. Feel thighs contract, whatever stretch you're getting. And then breathe in and out smoothly by the nose. To change, bring the head up and arms out. Slowly come up. Take your time standing. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Next is triangle pose, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back, opening up the chest. Turn your right toes all the way out. Good hips forward, April. Turn the right foot out, two heels in one line, then bend the right knee, sit down, bounce a couple of times. Get your hips all the way down, all the way down. Don't be scared to sit down more. You can do it. Okay, go ahead. Tilt the upper body to the right. Bring the right arm on the inside of the right knee. Not like it's a scary nightmare scared, but sometimes you might be afraid, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to hold it if I go for it right now. But just try and see, because your endurance is going to improve when you do try. Now, turn your head, chin to the left shoulder. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Sit down a little more. Keep the left leg locked, left foot flat. Push the right foot firmly down as you sit down more. You can bring the hips down, mat more. Sit down more, touch the toes, but no weight or pressure on the fingertips. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Turn the right toe straight ahead. Make sure heels are lined up. Bunch of heels all over the place. Okay, push hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest. Now turn the toes. Don't move the heel. The setup is, I know, it can be so annoying and difficult. Bend the left knee, but it sets up the posture, yeah? You set up everything in the posture by the setup of the posture. Go ahead. It's like, I know it's obvious wording, but push the left knee back. With help of the left arm, so you're aiming between big toe and second toe. Then turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. Looks good. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Sit down more, right hip down. Push hips forward. That's it. Upper body up more, lower body down more, so the elbow never drops below the knee. Right here too, Sean, you can take a deep breath, stomach and turn and twist. Top arm up, bottom arm down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by the side. Before the posture starts, the mind is like, hurry up, can we please just get into it? And then you're in it, and it's like, please, can we just get out of it? So we're always like 5 seconds ahead of what we're doing. It's common. I'm not saying everybody. But if you can get in touch with that and realize, you know what? It's not going to be better in 5 seconds. This is the only moment right now that I can breathe well. You cannot breathe well 5 seconds in the future. Yeah? Can you? I don't have that superpower. I can only do it now. So if you're suffering a little bit trying to get out of this, it's probably because the breathing isn't that great. So you can address that by, okay, just take a deep breath. Breathe, exhale by the nose. All right, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right. arms parallel to the floor. It's the most common thing. All right, push the hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, chest up, turn your right foot all the way out. Bend the right knee, keep the left leg locked. You can turn the left toes inward, Chris and Christopher, a little bit. Straight leg toes can turn in towards the center. Okay, that'll help you keep that leg locked. Now go ahead, yeah, turn into the posture. Tilt the upper body down. Halfway, so the torso is at a diagonal that is extending the line of the left leg. It's like the big hypotenuse of the triangle. From the top of the head down to the left heel. Go ahead, turn your head, look up to the top thumb. Chin to the left shoulder. Good arm, Sandy. Stretch up and down equally the same. Reach up. Top fingertips. Reach up, Kathy. Try to touch the ceiling. You're going to touch it pretty soon. Go and touch it. Sit down. Touch the toes. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Okay, turn the right toes forward. Make sure heels lined up. Take a deep breath. Hips forward. Arms back. Chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. Is it anyone's birthday on this fine April day? Okay, bend the left knee. Sit down. All the way. Get your hips down. Bounce a couple of times. Arms back, begin, tilt the upper body, left side, left arm on the inside of the left knee, push your knee towards the back wall. So you are right now aiming your hand, fingertips, left hand fingertips between big and second toe. You can look down to see if it's happening. Turn your head chin to the right shoulder. Now all five fingers of the top hand reach up. Keep the upper body rib cage lifting so you have a big gap triangle between left ribs and the thigh. Lower body sit down more, drop the hips down, try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, good one. Left toes turn straight in. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Even right now, after triangle pose, breathing right now is the best thing you can do, smoothly. All right, you'll get better at it. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways. Hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs, fingers straight. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum to the right. Nice big step over the mat. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn the back foot in. Diagonal, 45 degree angle. Then bring the left hip forward, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times to get both hips in one line. That's it. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Reach with the fingertips up over towards the wall in front of you. And bring your head to the right knee. Go down front side. Suck in your stomach. That's fine with hands on the thighs anywhere, Chris, if you need it. Okay? You can push the hands into the thigh. They're sucking your stomach. Tuck the chin to the chest, compressing the throat. That's it. Now, everyone, once you touch the floor, then push your fingertips into the floor. Keep the forehead and knee in contact once they get together. Then you can push the knee little bit by little bit back until eventually it is straight. But keep the knee and forehead together like glue. Okay, lock the front leg a couple of times. Keep the stomach and inhale, breathing. Come up. All the way back up. Once you're standing, turn 185 degrees. Just make sure you turn enough. Bring the back foot in 45 degrees. Right hip forward to get both hips in one line. Inhale, breathing. Tuck your chin to the chest. Try to touch the ceiling, then go down. Suck in your stomach. Reach out for the wall in front of you. Look towards the chest or abdomen. Suck in your stomach. Support the forward bending by sucking in the stomach. Tucking the chin is fine. Hands can support you wherever you need it on the way down on the forward bend. Once you can touch the floor, push the fingertips into the floor. Back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot, specifically at the base of the big toe. So you can bring the right hip down, left hip up, and balance better. Good, Deb, with the hips. That's right, what you just did. Now keep the chin tucked, lock the front leg, slowly come up. All the way back up. Turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Chris, is way different what's happening. Can you tell? It's way different. Yeah, than when I first saw you. Just your ability to move this has to do with those nerves in the lumbar spine. I've lost it and regained it, so like I can very much relate. Okay, it doesn't mean all of a sudden you're doing acrobatics, but you can control the abdominal wall. Those lumbar spine nerves, you guys, they're one system down there. Okay, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, fingers straight, right foot step over the mat. Big step. Turn on your heels to the right. Left hip all the way forward. Inhale, stretch up, and then go. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go down front side. Bring that your front foot mat towards me. A little more. Keep going. A little more. A little more. Okay, now as you get down there, you'll see the heels are not crossed over each other anymore. Bring more body weight to the base of the right big toe. There. It changes everything. Just a little shift in the body weight distribution makes you use different muscles, which help control the posture better. So Bring the left hip down and forward, right hip up, eventually two hips in one line. Suck in your stomach. Every time you exhale, try again to suck in the stomach. Push the knee back a couple of times. Lock the right leg. Inhale, breathing, come up. Kathy, that's great. Arms and head together. All the way up. Excellent. Turn all the way around, 185 degrees. Now just make sure as you get turned that the heels are not crossed over each other. Okay, the front foot slide over so the heels are in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. Go down front side, forehead to the left knee. You can bend your knee up a little bit. Suck in your stomach, especially when you exhale, stomach in. And especially when you exhale, tuck the chin to the chest. Squeeze upper inner thighs together. You got it, Lenora. Imagine the belly button is being pulled up towards the ceiling through the low spine. Yes, hold it. Breathing by the nose. Okay, exhale, breathing. Lock the front leg a couple of times and come up. Turn, face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot. Arms downside. You can take one step back to your mat for tree pose, Tadasana. Start with the feet together, everyone, toes on the line. Just shifting your body weight to the left foot starts the posture. Bring the right heel up as high as possible on your left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with the left. You can use both hands as needed. Once your heel's all the way up to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently, bring the right knee down and push it back to get two knees in one line from the side. Push your hips a little forward to get two hips in one line. That's it. Now when you inhale, lift up the chest. Remember awkward pose way back when we started. Every time you inhale, it's just like that chest up, stomach in. Ribs will respond and lift more. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone, two shoulders in one line, two hips in one line. If the foot does not slip down or off of the thigh, you can bring the left hand up as well, palms together. But if you feel the foot slipping, it's fine, perfectly beneficial, and even more beneficial to hold the foot with the left hand. Good change. Again, bring the right foot down, arms down by your sides. Shift your body weight to the right foot. Take a deep breath, left heel, all the way up to the top of the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can grab with both hands. You can grab the front of the ankle or shin or even the knee with the left hand. And then grab underneath at the toes with the right hand palm up. Once the heel's at the top of the thigh, very slowly, very gently, left knee down and back. Push the hips forward, tucking them underneath you, just like in pranayama, deep breathing, and half moon side bending. So you're not sticking your butt out, it's just right underneath. Chest up, stomach, and on the inhale, left hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. Lift the chin up a little bit, breastbone lifts up. Keep both shoulders down and level. If the foot doesn't slip at all, you can bring the right hand up. Next step, mat will bring the heel more to the center. Level the hips. Take your time. It's just the next step. And stretch the spine straight up. Good. That's better. Change again. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. For toe stand, you can begin in tree pose. Bring the right heel up to the middle of the thigh or higher, wherever is comfortable for the right knee. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward. You can also repeat the tree pose if you need to. Or you can do a little bit of toe stand just leaning forward. Now, if you can touch the floor with both hands, then shift your body weight to the fingertips or hands and sit down towards the heel. Once you're sitting down comfortably, bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Now, when you inhale next, try to lift the spine, chest, and head straight up towards the ceiling. Once you can balance there comfortably, bring the left hand in front of the chest. And still, if you can balance, bring the right hand up, palms together. To change, hands down to the floor in front of you, push the hips back up, stand up in tree pose. Look straight ahead in the mirror. Tree pose, you can change, right foot down, arms down. Last one, left heel up to the middle of the thigh or higher, wherever is comfortable for the left knee. If you can keep it at least mid-thigh or higher, then you can start, go further into toe stand. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Repeating tree pose and then attempting little bits of toe stand is doing it. It gives you 100% benefit. Once you're sitting down, bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Eventually, shinny right heel underneath right hip. Not crossing over to the center or to the other hip. All right, stretch your spine, chest, and head straight up towards the ceiling. Just take your time. First, the right hand up, but before that, lift your chest up. Shoulders down. That's it, Matt. Chest up, shoulders down, chest up, shoulders down. Hands are the last thing. Up. Toes stand, come up, hands down to the floor. Nice work, you guys. Okay, Vanessa looks great over there. Come back up. Stand up in tree pose. Look straight ahead, everybody. Tree pose you can change. Left foot down, arms down. Okay, time for Savasana. Turn around. Relax on your back. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. You can start with the heels together. Relax the legs. Start with the palms open towards the ceiling. Arms close to the sides of the body, then just let the arms relax. I know the weather may not exactly reflect it, but summer kind of starts this weekend for a lot of us, okay? So, or next weekend, but pretty soon. So, I sent you an email very recently this morning. We're going to do a May challenge. Everyone is invited. I'm going to try for 25 classes in May. Everybody's invited to try that. And every week I'm going to add a couple of pop-up semi-silent classes. So there's going to be some extra chances for you to get in and do class. I will do them on Zoom also, you guys, for the semi-silent pop-up. So just stay tuned, okay? Each week I'll just throw a couple up there for you. And for me, because I need to get them in, right? So it's good for everybody. And the email explains, if you need help with setting something up or suspending something to shift it around, we'll help you with that. Breathe in and out smoothly by the nose. If you get to 25, that's amazing. If you do 15 instead of 10, that's amazing. If you do 10 instead of 5 that you otherwise would have done, that it's all awesome. So you can set your own goal up to that number. You can try for 25. Whatever happens is going to be beneficial. So I just want that spirit to be along with it. Questions? This is a lot of water. Good thing we live in Michigan. We are water. That can think about itself. How weird is that? Okay. I like that was your thought, Christopher. You can do the calculations ahead of time. Yeah? Okay. Let's do wind removing pose. Right leg lift up, everyone. Interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs 2 inches below the knee. Deep interlacing grip. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. That's it. Head on the floor, tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. So the back of the neck flattens, stretches to the floor. Eyes open, but look down. Pull until you feel the limit. Ideally, you're breathing all this time, but if you forgot and you stop, just start again. Breathe in and out smoothly by the nose. Pull and freeze. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace fingers deeply, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head on the floor, tuck the chin, look straight down the center line. So the back of the neck stretches and flattens to the floor. That's it. Pull till the honest right now limit, where you right now feel this is the limit. Tuck the chin, look down, hold it. Wonderful. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up in. Close to the chest, grab your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip. Compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Bring the head back to the floor. If you had to lift it, then tip the chin down into the throat. Imagine the top of the head getting closer to the mirror while you tuck the chin. Just these little bits of stretching of the neck. At the same time, keep the stomach in. Breathe in and out by the nose. Wonderful. Change again back to the rest position. Arms down, side heels touch each other. Palms open to the ceiling. We did, in the teacher training, 11 to 15 classes every 7 days. For 7 days in a row, 9 weeks in a row. In the desert of Los Angeles. Oh my gosh. Not trying to compare that to this, but it was an incredible internal sort of exchange of water, right? And you guys do this, whether you're practicing 3 days a week, 4 days a week, 10 days. Just get that process going. Now you do, at that level, you have to be electrolyte aware, okay? if you're every day or doing doubles, just be aware. If you're constantly bringing in more water and it's not satisfying you, then some salts or minerals are going to be needed. Just keep it in mind, especially in summer when you're sweating a bit all day, every day. Okay, and most of it you can get through your food. Should be fine. We have some if you need them here too. Let's do second set. Right leg lift up, interlace fingers, cross your thumbs, pull the right knee towards the right shoulder. One thing that's so cool about that, I guess you could call it extreme, consciousness of your water intake and nutrient intake, is a lot of things sort themselves out when you practice more frequently. You don't necessarily have to plan them. You're just like, oh, I guess I need more water. Oh, I guess I need some minerals. And so you do it. Pull the knee, tuck the chin. Look down the center line of the body. Keep the shoulders away from the ears. Wonderful. Change again. Right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Deep interlacing of the fingers. Pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. The other thing about super frequent practice is you're going to get even more tuned in with when you do certain things or eat certain things that aren't agreeing with you, and then you can make decisions accordingly there. Pull the knee, tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. Because we are all unique in our chemistry, pull the knee, tuck the chin, and hold as still as you can. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up in close to the chest, grab your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees, nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Even if you just do a double occasionally, like, okay, weekly, I'm going to do a double on fill-in-the-blank day. That's another amazing way to experience what this class is doing. Tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. Hold the posture. Hold the breathing pattern in and out by the nose. Change back to the rest. Legs down, arms down. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Second, nothing. Sit up. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, turn around, lie down on your front side. Cobra pose, Bhujangasana. Bring the hands underneath the chest, all five fingers together on each hand. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over hands, palms. You got it, Sean. All right, legs together, lock the legs, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling, lift the upper body up using 100% back strength. You can use some help from the arms, push the hands, palms down firmly into the floor, lift the chest and rib cage up. Good, Michael. Keep the elbows in, everyone close to the sides of the body. You got it, Sandy. Elbows down to drop the shoulders down. Now lift your chin up, everybody, neck up towards the ceiling. Change, lower the chin. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. Big toes together. Heels separate. All right, let's do second set. Chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest, all five fingers side by side. You could go a little, April, lower with your hands towards the back wall. Yeah, right there. And then, yes, exactly. So now the forearms are basically vertical. You can let the shoulders drop down at the setup. You got it. Now lock the legs. Inhale, breathing. Everybody up. Look up towards the ceiling. In half a second, you've got to make up your mind to start mentally. Push palms down, elbows into the waistband. Now lift the chin up. Everybody come up so everything above the belly button's in there. You got it, Shanice. Squeeze thighs together. Lift the chin up. Drop the shoulders down. Come up. Excellent. Change again. Lower the chin. Great, Matt Polly. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Big toes together. It's kind of quick, you know, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. Sometimes if you're late, it's done. It's like, oh, it's over. It's so quick. So mind starts the posture, body follows. Let's do next one. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat, slide your arms underneath the body till eventually the pinky fingers touch each other. Side by side. Chin on the floor, look in the mirror, neck stretching flat, throat eventually flat to the floor. Grab the floor at the fingertips, arms pressing flat underneath you. Right leg lift up, come up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight, toes pointed. That's it. You got it. push elbows down. The body will help you do that. Bring the leg up, straighten the knee more, Deb. Reach back, lock the leg, lift up. Good. Right leg lower down. Keep the chin forward, lock your left leg. Lift up, please. Knee straight, toes pointed, grab the floor at the fingertips. That's it. Lift your leg up only without twisting the hips or pelvis. So just lift the leg, stretch the toes to the back wall, knee straight, come up more. Left leg lower down. Wonderful. Turn the head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms a little. Closer to each other if possible, closer to being straight. Push the hands down, begin both legs, lift up. Everybody come up without bending the knees. Everybody legs up, push hands down, come up. Now if the legs have separated, squeeze thighs together, legs up, lift up, go up. Everybody one more up. Change, lower the legs. Take your arms out from underneath and turn your head to the right. Inhale and exhale by the nose. We get to try again. Turn the hands over. Arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers scooting in. Right, left, or all together. Hands down, hands underneath, and chin forward. Look in the mirror, please. Throat stretching flat to the floor. Right leg lift up, 10 counts. Knee straight, 9. Lock the leg, 8, 7. Push hands down, 6, 5. Lift up from upper thigh, 4. That's it. 3, go up. 2 more up. 1. Wonderful. Right leg down. See if the chin can scoot forward and the collarbone. See if that part of the throat and chest can come forward. Left leg begin, 10 counts. 9, lift up. 8, 7, looks great, Emily. 6, upper thigh lift up. 5, without twisting the hips. 4, leg up. 3, go up. 2, 1, left leg down. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust the arms. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Fingers spread out wide. Both legs begin, 10 counts. You can do it. 9, begin. 8, legs up. 7. 6, if the legs fall, 5, try again, 4, no problem, 3, lift up, 2, 1 more, try, go up, 1, lower the legs, nice holding, Lenora, take the arms out, turn your head to the left, there's lots of types of intelligence, commonly thought about things floating around there, IQ, I know there's issues there. People one day started saying, what about emotional intelligence? And how about physical intelligence? I don't know if it's getting more mainstream or not, but it's related to practicing, being able to know things. Body is so intelligent. When you start practicing and or when you increase frequency of practice, you are working on that exact thing. The signals will be more clear to you. Oh, when I do this, I feel this in class. Class is like a magnifying glass microscope sometimes. Not always pleasant, but it gives you information. When I'm doing A, B, and C, class is like this. When I do X, Y, and Z, class is like this. And so it just gives you more tools to make the best decision for yourself. All right. So I don't know if there's going to be a test for that or if there should be. Anyway, let's do full locust pose. Chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders, all five fingers together. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, begin. Lift up everything, arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Great arms, Vanessa. Lifting, lifting, lifting until the fingertips are in line with top of the head. Arms a little forward, Sadri, if you can. Forward a little, and then straight up. There you go. Arms help you lift the chest up. Now lift the chin up, everybody. Lift your legs up. Take one more deep breath and come up more as you're exhaling that one. Then slowly lower down. Nice. Bring the arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate and just totally relax the legs. Sometimes we have that issue in the particular soup that we're swimming in. If you can't measure it, it doesn't count. If I can't put a number on it, then it's not a thing, which I know we know isn't true, but it's been a challenge lately. A couple hundred years, you know. All right, second set, chin on the floor. That's pretty recent human history. Arms out to the sides, all five fingers together. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted, maybe a little longer than that. Go ahead, lift everything up, arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Inhaling smoothly, exhaling smoothly. Every time you inhale, chest up. Inhale, chest up. You're on your own pace of breathing, but every inhale, chest up, legs up for 5. Look up towards the ceiling, 4. Thighs squeeze together, 3. On the last exhale, 2, come up all the way to the top, 1. Change again. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. I just about thought about the phrase, it doesn't count, and the word count is in it. You can't count it, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter. That's interesting. All right, let's do bow posture. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes, all 5 fingers together. Thumbs with index fingers. Bring the legs in about 6 inches between the knees, at the best you can in that direction. Okay, looks good with the grip, everyone. Go ahead, look up and kick up. Thighs up, knees up. Kick continuously without intermission. Now backward bend the spine. Whether or not you can kick up very high, lift the chest up, lift the chin up, maintain kicking. Then roll forward onto the abdomen, forward of the pelvis, so the thighs come up. Everybody look up. Total spine backward bending. Push the chin and face up towards the ceiling. Change. Slowly come down, knees and chin to the ground. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Did you have any question, Christopher, on that one? Any thoughts or questions on that one? Okay. Do whatever you need to in this rest to be more comfortable. Side lying is fine. No problem. All right, second set. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside. Just below the toes, all 5 fingers together on each hand, thumbs included with index fingers. Now you can go slower and less deep, but start instantaneously. Ready, everybody? In your mind, you start. Look up towards the ceiling, kick up. Thighs up, knees up, ribs up, chin up, chest up. We're halfway through, 10 more counts. Lift the throat up towards the ceiling. Figure out how to breathe in the upper chest. The abdomen is not going to move anywhere because your whole body weight's on it. So breathe higher for 3. Lift up, 2, kick up, 1. Good, change again. Arms down, turn your head to the left. You force the breath to be in a different sort of movement, three-dimensional situation. If you have your whole body weight on the abdomen, the floor is not a soft mattress, okay? So when you try to breathe in bow posture, due to the abdominal flat-to-the-floor situation, you teach your body, train it in practice of every inhale, to breathe in different places of the breath, okay? So you can't breathe with the diaphragm pushing down into the abdomen. Maybe a little bit, but mostly it's got to train to go up in this part, up in the upper chest rib cage. And at first, those might be super restricted, but they'll start to move. Okay, come up to the top of the mat. Fixed firm pose, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. But that's why the depth is almost irrelevant, okay? I mean, it's not that it doesn't matter at all, but figuring out how to breathe with these different situations is really the big deal. All right, lift your hips up, separate the feet, lower your hips to the floor between the heels. If you can get your hips to the floor, then bring your hands back to the soles of the feet, thumbs inside, lean back onto the elbows one at a time. If you just stay upright, working on sitting down, that's perfectly 100% beneficial. Once you can get back onto the elbows, drop your head back, top of the head, if you need to the floor, back of the head and shoulders eventually on the ground. If you're back there comfortably, then arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the floor. If you're all the way back, tuck your chin to the chest. If you're on the elbows, drop the head back, stretching the throat. Looks great. To change, bring your hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up. Forceful exhale on the way down, head to the knees. All right, second set. Top of the mat, please sit on the heels briefly if you need to. And you can start the posture. Sit down between the heels. Make sure the heels are always then touching outside of the hips and the feet point straight back, not turning out. The knees can be separated if knees or feet hurt. Once you're sitting comfortably on the floor, you can go back, hands on the soles of the feet, elbows one at a time to the floor, then head back, chest up. Back of the head and shoulders eventually on the floor, then arms overhead. Grab your elbows each other, so each palm is trying to get to the elbow point. Pull the forearms down to the floor. You may not feel, some people don't feel much stretch with this arm pressure, but if you push elbows down, you're just getting a little pressure there at the armpit, good for the nodules there of the lymphatic system. Tuck the chin, and also with this position of the thighs, lifting the chest and abdomen up, getting some pressure there at the groin, same thing for the lymph nodes. Good, change again, hands to the feet. Come back up in the middle, chest up, spine straight. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale as you're bringing the head down to the knees. Half tortoise posture, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together at the back of the mat, no gap underneath the ankles. Spine straight to begin with. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together, fingers straight, just cross the thumbs. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, push the hips to the heels once more, then come forward, suck in your stomach. You can walk your hands forward on the floor if you want to do any of this one, Chris, or just stay there with stomach in. Now, pinky fingers touch the floor. If possible, forehead touches the floor. Take a deep breath, stretch forward. Hands, palms pressed together, wrists in the air. Continuously stretch forward. Try to touch the mirror. Stomach pressing down to the thighs, chest to the knees. Look slightly forward. There you go, April. So the forehead, if it's touching the floor, can press to the floor too. Continuously stretch. Shoulder blades, scapula sliding forward. Inhale, breathing, come back up, just how you went into it. Nice, Andrea. All the way up, spine straight, arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, then exhale, head down to the knees. Or roll over, that's great. Exhaling either way. Second set, half tortoise pose. Ardha is half, Kurmasana, tortoise. Sit on the heels, inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together. Now before you come forward, I want you to inhale, stretch up, and then push the hips down to the heels again, stomach, and then stretch your upper body forward. Little by little, as everything gets used and improves, gets oxygen, gets communication from your attempt to do the posture. We'll just do more, do better, get more benefit. Press hands, palms together. Now, however far you are in the posture, hold it and take a few deep breaths. Stay with the whole inhale and stay with the entire exhale. Little wrists up if you can, Lenora and Emily, just to touch wrists in the air. All right, inhale, breathing, come back out, just how you went in. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back as soon as you can. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, next is camel posture. Turn around, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees and 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the lower back or like in the back jeans pockets. Try to have the fingers pointing straight down. Take a deep breath, full lungs, push your hips forward, chest and chin up, over and back. Drop the head back, go back halfway. Stop in the middle. Let the upper body drop back a little so the feet are pressing to the floor. Now you can stay here, or next step is right hand only. Grab the right heel, thumb on the outside. 4 fingers inside, left hand down, full palm grip to the left heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Take a deep breath, everyone. As you exhale, push hips, stomach, and thighs forward, but let the upper body go back so the feet press down. That's it, April. Now thighs towards the mirror. Push hips forward. Everyone continuously keep pushing. To change, bring the hands back up to the hips. Push hips forward, chest up, and chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. I have to add a number 9. I don't know if you read the blog post. I just threw it up there at like 10:30 before I was falling asleep. Because I'm like, I need to do this more. We're going through so much together. And if I try to write some polished thing, nothing's ever going to get written. So I need to add a number 9. I wrote a blog post about inflammation because it's been coming up a lot. And I just have to tell you, for years, 20 years, I have been wondering, why does this work on so many different things? I don't quite understand the mechanism. I know what this does to the blood vessels. I know a lot of the health effects, and I hear stories from hundreds of people, but I didn't quite get it. I'm not saying I fully get it now, but it makes sense that it's inflammation, because I didn't know, why does this work on depression so well? Why does this work on cholesterol and atherosclerosis so well? Why does this work on autoimmune disease? They didn't seem related. And when you tell people, oh, it works on all those things, they're like, that doesn't make sense. They're all unrelated. That's weird. But inflammation is connected to all those things and a whole bunch more. So if I'm just putting this out here pretty much for the first time publicly, if this is addressing inflammation, it makes perfect sense why this works on seemingly totally unconnected issues. Medicine is starting to get it, the inflammation thing. There are people working on this and researchers, and it's out there. You can just Google in 5 minutes and see, okay, people are trying to figure this out in their way. Right? This yoga is figured out in its way. And hopefully we can talk to each other. Yeah? It's pretty cool, huh? I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right. We get to do another camel posture or no? Oh, good. Sandy says yes. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. You can keep the hands up on the back sometimes, you guys. If you're sort of struggling with grabbing the heels, hands up sometimes is good. Take a deep breath, full lungs, begin. Push hips forward. Lift the chest, breastbone up. That rib cage part of the spine, getting some movement there is going to help the breathing too. Go back halfway. Right hand down, left hand down, or keep the hands up. Hips forward, you need little by little, continuously push the hips towards the mirror until you feel a pulling on the heels. When you're ready to do the next thing, Michael, let the upper body drop back a couple of inches. The feet will catch you. The legs are strong, so you feel the feet as the base of the posture. Everybody keep pushing hips towards the mirror. Excellent. Change again. Hands up. Push hips forward, chest up, spine straight, chin down. Okay. Turn around. Relax on your back. We have smooth nose breathing. We have concentration. We have the tourniquet effect in here. We have these specific things we're doing, specific methods or actions or tools that we're taking. How much each one of those works on inflammation, I don't know if we're going to quantify that anytime soon, but it still counts. Feet together, flex. Arms overhead. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, now we have rabbit posture or bonus camel postures if you need to, back bend. All right, stand up on the knees. No, sorry, rabbit posture. Sit down on the heels, grab the heels, thumbs outside, four fingers inside. Take a deep breath, begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale. Go down front side, bring your forehead to the knees. Top flat part of the head automatically touching the floor. Then lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel until the arms are straight. So bring the hips all the way up. It's okay if the forehead and knees did not touch yet. Once you have the head, the top of the head on the floor, lift your hips up without moving the head. You may walk the knees up to the forehead or just stay where the head landed. Either way, it's fine. Suck in your stomach, lift your hips up. Press the feet and ankles into the floor. Squeeze heels towards each other. To change, lower the hips down to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Turn around, relax on your back. Chris, that was good with the hands up that time. It lets you get to this part of the spine a little more. feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep breath, full lungs, quick sit up or roll over. Strong exhale, force out as much air as possible, as quickly as possible. Second set, rabbit posture, sasangasana, turn around, sit on the heels. Grab the heels, thumbs on the outside. First inhale, stretch the spine up and then go down front side, compress the throat, chin to the chest. Bring your forehead touching the knees. Automatically top flat part of the head touching the floor. Lift up your hips, roll forward. Just think, crisp breastbone up every time you inhale. Everyone on rabbit posture, emphasize stomach and hips up on your exhales. Push your hands into the feet. Push the feet into the floor. All the way hips up until you feel the limit. Then slide the shoulder up just slightly away from the floor, both of them. Change, please. Lower the hips down to the heels. Inhale, breathing. Come up in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Sadri, is that working well? It's okay? That might not be the best way for me to ask it. Let me know if you need to. Okay. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Quick sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, head to knee pose with stretching pose. Turn around, sit facing the mirror, right leg out. Deb, you are just on it today. Yeah. Bend the left knee. I didn't even finish, and she's already ready. So good. Arms overhead, interlace fingers. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. I mean, there's such a thing as too much getting ahead, but that's not. Deb is just right there, ready to go. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach and forehead to the knee. Now, a couple benefits of doing that is you get then more time in stillness. You have less of the sort of dragging yourself into it, less of the adjusting, and more time holding still. However far you can get, 100% benefit happening. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle, left leg out, right leg in. Push the foot and inner left thigh together. Take a deep breath. Turn your upper body to the left. Go and grab the left foot just below your toes. Pull the toes back. Flex your foot from the ankle. Go down front side, forehead to the left knee. If the forehead doesn't touch the knee, you can bend the knee up a little bit. Push the knee down with the forehead. Make sure the knee does not leave the forehead once they get together. Suck in your stomach. Roll into the right just enough to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Looks good, Michael, with shoulders. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Bring both legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Quick sit up. Grab the big toes. Two fingers plus your thumb. Wrap around each big toe. Then walk your hips backwards, right, left, right, left, right, left, just a few times to get the legs to straighten. Now flex both feet back from the ankles. All 10 toes turn in, especially the pinky toes. Now take a deep breath. Chest up. Pull your big toes as hard as possible. Slowly, gently push the knees down. You guys can go ahead, Lenora, Kevin. Once legs are locked, Emily, that's good. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine. Think of stretching forward, not down, though. So if you can see this collarbone, breastbone area, push it towards the mirror a little bit, holding the stomach and pull the toes back. Flex the feet, Deb. All 10 toes. Pull, turn back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up. Exhale as forcefully as you can, head down to the knees. Okay, let's 2 seconds set. Turn around, sit facing the mirror, right leg out, left leg in. Maximum of 90 degrees between the legs there, that angle. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Bring the head down, body down, head to the knee. Two shoulders in one line, left shoulder rolls down. Two hips on the floor. As long as the left knee doesn't hurt, push the left knee and outer thigh down. Hold the posture. Hold the breathing pattern. Can you do more toes and or ankle, Vanessa? Back towards your head. Knee can stay bent. Just try to flex the foot at the ankle. Keep the knee bent. It's fine. Turn the toes back. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Just trying to make the connection. Left leg out, right leg in. Or realizing the connection. Turn your upper body to the left. There's a physical connection in there, but if it hasn't been used, or if there's been some tension or injury, go ahead, forehead to the left knee. Sometimes you have to try hundreds of times to reestablish the communication between your thought, right? Oh, that body part, this action, and the actuality of it happening. So even if it doesn't happen after the first 1,000 tries to, contract a muscle or to bend something or to move something, please try again. Roll in a little right knee down, 2 hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. 2 fingers wrap around each big toe, walk your hips backwards, right, left, right, left, right, left. Just a little wiggle backwards, get the legs straight. Now flex the feet from the ankles, try it. Turn the pinky toes back, try it. Take a deep breath, chest up, try again, and begin, push the knees down. Slowly, gently. Once legs are locked, stretch the upper body forward. If you continue to persist in reestablishing the communication, all right, it's only going to help. Hold the posture, 5, smooth breathing, 4, chest breastbone forward, 3, that's it, Lenora, relax the shoulders, 2, elbows can come out and forward, 1, yeah, that's it, inhale, breathing, come up, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Push out all the air as fast as you can. Turn to your right, 1/4 turn, half spine twisting posture. Bend your left knee in front of you, or you keep it straight. Pick up the right foot, cross it over the left knee corner. Heel touching the knee, or the foot can be further towards the front foot if needed. Inhale, breathing, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the right knee, push the knee back. Turn the hand palm down to grab the knee or the edge of the mat. Sit up as straight as you can, right hand behind you, initially on the floor, then turn your head and whole upper body to the right. Eventually, with the spine straight, right hand behind you on your back, palm facing out. Inhale and exhale by the nose, keep the chest lifted, shoulders down. Push the right arm back behind you, right shoulder back, chin to the right. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twist. Hold the posture, breathing smoothly. 1 more stomach in, twist to the right. Untwist the spine. And switch the legs. Right leg out in front of you, straight or bent. Pick up the left foot, place it over the right knee corner. Now, especially if you have the leg out straight, you can have your heel at the knee, but you can also have the foot further away from the knee. This will give you more room to have the spine upright. If the foot comes in too close, then the body tends to drop. Okay, so inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the left knee. And if you need to slide the foot on the floor further out towards the other ankle, this will just help you sit up. Go ahead, turn and twist. Left arm behind you. Turn your head. Chin to the left. Look to the left. 2 hips on the floor. That's it. Chest up, spine straight, stomach in. Now you're in the twist. Take a few breaths in and out by the nose, stomach in. Look all the way back in the direction of the twist. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms. Relax on your back. Good twist, Kevin. That's nice. Arm is almost entirely sealed to the body there behind you. Feet together, flex everyone, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Double jerk, head to the knees. All right, let's do the last breathing exercise for today. Sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. Put your hands on the thighs. Elbows locked, so triceps contracted, shoulders down. This will help you brace the spine, so just internally we have movement, but the structure is quite still. Focus 1 point in front of you. Begin, please. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 6, 7, 8. Push out as much air as you can. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Fast and strong, and then let the abdomen relax. Good, Sandy, immediately. Little stronger. Try to get more volume of air out of the body. Nice, Jenny. Very good. Keep going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Begin. Keep going. Chest up, shoulders down. Maximum movement of the abdominal wall. Five. A little stronger. Four. Three. Two. One. Great practice. Turn around. Please relax on your back. Kevin, Lenore, and Emily, thanks for joining us from there. Everyone, thanks for coming in here. It's a big deal what you're doing in here. So you can separate your feet a little wider, arms a little outside the body is fine. Just keep the arms below the shoulder level, if you would, please, so you get maximum circulation and no restriction of either circulation or nerves. If you get the arms over the shoulder level, you can kind of block some of that free movement. So from start to finish on your next inhale, try to stay with it. And when you decide to start the exhale or the body decides for you, stay with it from start to finish. And then you get to try it again on the next breath. See if the exhale can be just a little slower than the inhale that you just took. Not too much, just a little. And overall, this will help everything settle, absorb, and integrate everything you've done in the class. Please take a moment today, if you could, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/BikramYoga. You can support what we're doing here, bringing you these classes at a wonderful variety of levels that works for you and helps us keeping these classes coming to you. At certain levels, you can get some cool custom designed and printed stickers delivered straight to your address. So check those out. We recommend that $19 per month level to support a weekly or so pre-recorded class practice, $5 a class. It's amazing value you get, as I know that you know, and we'd love to be connected as well. So please check that out, patreon.com/BikramYoga. And if you're ever interested in adjustments, corrections, personal attention through our live stream classes, check us out, yogaismedicine.com. Just head over onto the memberships and check out the online options. We would love to meet you in class, share what we're doing, and hear from you. So have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. See you tomorrow.